It is Unsung Heroes Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in the studio right now by none other than Melissa Robinson, an early childhood educator with Wise Owl Daycare here in the city of Pembroke. And if you put two and two together, yes, she is my wife. And she's the unsung hero in our household, but she's also an unsung hero in the community. You've probably seen her a lot at the hockey rink as a hockey manager for teams. She's also on the baseball committee for Pembroke and Petawawa Little League. So big out in the community, but she's also raising our little ones here in town. So welcome to the station in my office there, dear.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about how you got into childcare, first of all.
I always knew I wanted to work with children ever since I was little. I babysat a lot. I did a lot of placements in high school, co-ops at daycare centers. So I knew that it was the right direction for me, and I decided to go to Loyalist College in Belleville to get my early childhood education. And then I went from there. I've worked in a few different places, but Wise Owl has been my longest stint. I've been there for about 10 years now, and I've been all over the daycare, but right now I am in the school-age program.
It is Unsung Heroes Day here on 104.9 MyFM. In studio right now is Melissa Robinson from Wise Owl Daycare Center. She's an early childhood educator, registered with the Ontario government, in case you were wondering. So let's talk a little bit about COVID. And since it came into part last year, there's been a lot of craziness going on, really, and a lot of new changes, emergency childcare. What are some of the challenges and things you've really had to change up over the past year?
Well, after we came back from the closure, we were quite worried about how the children would react to our mask and goggle wearing, but the children inspired us and were able to come right in and join in with all of us, even masked. They took it like amazing troopers. I think one of the hardest things is the symptoms. Renfrew County has given us a list of symptoms as well as the ministry, and we have to abide by them. And one of the worst symptoms is a runny nose. And of course, everybody gets runny noses, but we can't take that risk. And with that, we have to send children home with runny noses. And being a parent myself, I know how difficult it is, and it's never something that we want to work with. So I think that's probably the hardest thing. I would also say, being a school-age teacher, when they close the schools, we get closed as well, and we get put into emergency childcare. And a lot of the children, they don't qualify, so we lose all of our group. And it's hard to watch them walk out the door and not know when they're coming back. But we do know that they're coming back, so that is one thing that we can depend on and know that they're going to be coming back into our center after a little while.
So talk us through a little bit about some of the safety precautions that are in place, because we know that schools and businesses and offices and all that kind of stuff all have their own separate different protocols, but especially in daycare, they're a little stronger than most.
Yes. So before you can even enter our center, you need to be screened using the Ontario screening tool that they've given us. We take temperatures throughout the day of the children just to make sure. And there's quite a few things that you have to do. Make sure that there's no medication in the child's system. We also, if we do end up having to send a child home that has a symptom, and it has to be just one symptom, so that makes it very difficult as well, we have to take them to the room that's called the isolation room, and we wear full PPE, masks and goggles, gloves, and we wait for their parents to come pick them up. One thing that we have to do all day, every day, is as an educator, we have to wear masks and goggles. We wear them inside and out if we're in 6 feet perimeter of a child or if we're helping a child. A lot of the times we just fully wear them, and sometimes it's difficult to wear when we're trying to be physically active with the children.
It is Unsung Heroes Day here on MyFM. Our guest in studio is none other than my wife, Melissa Robinson from Wise Owl Daycare Center. She's a registered early childhood educator. And again, all educating staff and childcare workers have just been, you know, rock solid through this whole pandemic, dealing with the uncertainty and, you know, trying to keep kids safe and, you know, keep that level of anxiety down to a minimum. So kudos to all the childcare workers right across the province and especially right here in Renfrew County. So thank you for coming in today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.